This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR today. The East Asia Summit, a premier leaders-led forum that contributes to building an environment of strategic trust in the region, provides an opportunity for leaders of participating countries, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional importance. Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings on the margins of the summit today. He will also call on the President of Laos, PDR, Thongloun Sisulith. Yesterday, Mr. Modi had attended and addressed the 21st ASEAN-India Summit in Vientiane, hosted by Laos PDR as the current chair of ASEAN. India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety, and security to promote peaceful resolutions of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of the Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety, and look forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. They also agreed to strengthen cooperation in maritime security, counter-terrorism, cybersecurity, transnational crime, defense industry, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, peacekeeping and demining operations, and confidence-building measures. Durga Puja festivities have reached its peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. Today is Durga Ashtami, which marks the eighth day of Navratri, a festival dedicated to the worship of nine forms of Goddess Durga. Goddess Mahagauri is worshipped on the occasion of Durga Ashtami, which is considered one of the most sacred and celebrated days of Navratri. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In her message, the President said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. President Murmu said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to Goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan on his birth anniversary. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister lauded the contributions of J.P. Narayan to the country and the society. He said J.P. Narayan's personality and ideals will remain a source of inspiration for every generation. Special cell of Delhi police has seized 200 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated value of around 2,000 crore rupees in the international market. A senior official of Delhi police informed that the cocaine was seized from the Ramesh Nagar area of West Delhi. He said it is part of the same syndicate from which the Delhi police had seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine last week. The official further informed that as part of the ongoing investigation, seven accused have been arrested so far. The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. The International Day of the Girl Child highlights the urgent need to empower girls and secure their human rights. The day acts as a reminder to create an environment where girls can thrive, ensuring they are equipped with the tools to lead and shape their future. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat during the next 2 days. The IMD said another fresh cyclonic circulation is very likely to develop over central parts of the South Bay of Bengal tomorrow. The Weather Department has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over northeast, west and South Peninsula India during the next 2 days. In tennis, India's Jeeva Nerinjarian and Vijay Sundar Prashant have advanced to the men's double semifinals at the Valencia Open Tennis in Valencia. The fourth-seeded Indian duo will lock horns with the unseeded pair of Piotr Marczewski and Karol Dryzewski of Poland in the men's double semifinal this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.